Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. We give ours away, so do enjoy that. Over at freetalklive.com. Lots of different features. We'll tell you more about those as time goes on here. Of course, we're here to take your phone calls about absolutely anything. Outside of that, we hope to bring up things that you might find interesting. In fact, there was a story that broke last night, and it broke right before the show started, just a couple hours before, and it didn't pop up on my radar, unfortunately, until afterward. Otherwise, I think I would have led the show with it, so I'm leading it tonight. One of our listeners has been assaulted and kidnapped by the federal goon squad outside of a federal courthouse in Pennsylvania. His name is George Donnelly, and we've talked about George on the show in the past because it wasn't long ago that he was out, and I don't know if it was the same. I guess this one was in Allentown. I don't know how many federal courthouses they have over there, but there was one, I think, in Philadelphia where he was with FIJA activist Julian Hecklin. And FIJA, of course, meaning Fully Informed Jury Association. That's where folks go and they reach out to potential jurors and let them know that they have the right to vote based on their conscience in a case, not based on just how the law says or what the law, you know, whether or not the law was allegedly violated. So they're out there spreading this Fully Informed Jury Association message in front of the federal courthouse in Philly, and they had some. You know, there were some issues with the court security. They like to come out and they like to harass people.
Yeah, if you're out there doing a protest at some kind of federal building and you don't have a bunch of people, the security is absolutely going to come out and harass you.
And they only had three when he recorded this.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
So you recall us playing that on the air if you've been listening for just a few weeks, because that only happened at the very beginning of April. Now, this wasn't the same courthouse, as I understand it, where he was actually... they actually did take the camera from him, and there wasn't any throat ramming, but they certainly did assault him. They did attack him, and they did kidnap him this time. They took him to some sort of federal detention facility overnight. Let me get you the story from The Examiner at examiner.com, where in assaulting, the news from Jim Babb describing the official reaction to peaceful FIJA outreach in Allentown, Pennsylvania. He said that George attempted to video what was happening. Seconds later, they assaulted George and wrestled his video camera away. Thugs piled on George. One even put his knee on George's face. So this isn't just some, you know, little incident where a cop got a little hot and heavy and took a camera and roughed somebody up a little bit. It sounds like they really got incredibly violent with George. And who knows if there is any video footage of this that will come available. I have not heard rumor of any such thing because, again, there were very few people present. So few people means few cameras, means less likelihood that the video is or any video is going to be released. There is a photo that was did manage to sneak out of several federal marshals, a number of them looking very dour and surrounding the activists. So Julian Hecklin was out there again. And George was out with him, as well as Jim Babb, another local liberty-minded person. According to The Examiner, in assaulting Donnelly, the agents clearly violated the Department of Homeland Security's own policy, which requires them to approach, identify themselves, and interview photographers on federal property to determine criminal behavior. Absent criminal behavior, the photography should be permitted to proceed unimpeded. So, not any shocking news there. The government agents ignored their own rules.
What a surprise.
Did whatever they wanted to. And, of course, as usual, there will be no way to hold them accountable for that. Two libertarian activists, George Donnelly and Jim Babb, though I don't know if George would use the term libertarian for himself, had barely joined Relentless Freedom campaigner Julian Hecklin at the federal courthouse in Allentown, Pennsylvania, to help distribute Fully Informed Jury Association literature when they were confronted by U.S. Marshals. And this has happened regularly. In fact, George has posted videos of how they've been treated by these marshals at different federal courthouses because Julian Hecklin is on kind of a tour of different federal courthouses where he's going, showing up at a different courthouse each time and handing out FIJA information.
And it shows just how arbitrary these bureaucrats operate. Because a lot of times they won't be hassled at all. Other times they'll be asked to leave. Sometimes they'll be threatened to have their camera shoved down their throat. And then, you know, here they get tackled. So
I don't know if these guys haven't been hassled yet. Maybe they haven't been, but it seems like they get hassled to some extent every time because these are the federal goons and they're just nastier than the state boys.
They don't get they don't get protested very much. I can tell you that.
Right. So absent. So two libertarian activists. They'd barely joined the Julian Hecklin to do Fijo. The three had worked together before, but as Bab later described his experience, we encountered the most aggressive opposition that I've seen so far. It began when a female agent approached Hecklin. Julian chose to argue with her in a belligerent fashion. Within seconds, about 10 or 12 federal goons arrived. These people were extremely aggressive. The female assaulted Julian, and he commanded her to back off. That's when George Donnelly, attempting to videotape the incident, was taken down by the marshals. According to Jim Babb, he said, I called 911 to report an assault and robbery in progress.
Wonder how that went.
Things were very chaotic, stressful, and happening very fast. It would have been better if he'd called Pork 411, but it's hard to think about things like that in the heat of passion.
I don't know what good calling Pork 411 would have been either.
Well, you could have at least recorded some of the audio from the scene.
That's about it.
We had goons. We all had
That's
goons.
That's a lot.
It's better than what we've got, which is one picture.
You're right.
We all had goons in our faces, but George was targeted for extreme violence to get his camera. A minute or two later, more goons arrived and kidnapped George. They also threatened Julian and I. Babb told the Libertarian News Examiner this morning in an exclusive interview that what happened to Donnelly was a mugging and a kidnapping. He said that Donnelly had been taken to County Corrections Facility and later transferred to the Federal Detention Center in Philadelphia. He didn't know where Donnelly was for sure at that time, and people have since called. The word went out at Free Agents, FR33Agents.com. They sent out an email. I picked that up. I reposted it over to the Free Keen website. I posted the link to this article at FreeKeen.com. So if you want to see the story for yourself, it's there. As soon as we get confirmation that George is out, I would like to announce that. There was rumor around on Facebook today that he was released this afternoon and was, I guess his wife came and got him. But I sent him a message and have not yet heard from him, so I invited him to come on the show to talk about it. And I don't imagine that everybody necessarily wants to run right on Free Talk Live after they've been away from their family. So if he really is out, I wouldn't blame him for spending the night at home and taking it easy. So we will let you know as things develop here what's happening to George Donnelly. But as far as I'm concerned, until I hear from George, he's still in federal custody. And I would love to hear differently. I know the boys over at copblock.org are on this. And, of course, this story brought to you by copblock.org. It's a great resource for people that are concerned with the incredible encroaching police state that we have here. Copblock.org is doing a great job of not only cataloging some police state tyranny, but also doing something about it, making phone calls to these government bureaucrats and doing at least having some level of holding them accountable, at least asking them questions and putting the videos on YouTube just to show how unaccountable they truly are. But this is it's pretty particularly outrageous what has happened here because, I mean, really what we're talking about is a man was assaulted, attacked by armed men in costumes calling themselves the federal marshals, the U.S. marshals, for standing outside a courthouse with a video camera.
Yeah, and one that he supposedly paid for. He's a tax-paying citizen, or at least was at some point in his life. And I didn't hear anything about him being told to stop filming.
We don't know much about what happened. All we know is from what came from the Examiner. Here.
Right, but I don't.
I'm sure they told
obligation.
Him to stop filming. They will always tell you to stop filming. It's up to you to decide whether or not to grant them their wishes. So, I feel kind of bad picking this apart a little bit, but I think that it's worth it to point certain things out. Number one, if you're going to do Fijo and you're not here in New Hampshire, where you can have literally half a dozen or more people showing up for a fully informed jury outreach, have as many recording devices on you as you possibly can. Do not go alone. They only had, I think, three people there. That's almost alone. If you're going to have two or three people doing a fully informed jury association outreach, I can't stress enough to have multiple ways of recording and, more importantly, broadcasting what could possibly happen, because stuff like this is a very realistic possibility. Now, again, they were messing with the feds. More coming out. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Our Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. And if you're a later listener, you can become a Shriner. Get the details and go to shrine.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of always feeling like you're running on empty? Well, here's some good news for a change. NatureBee has come up with the perfect solution for your personal energy crisis. It did it for me, and Here's Mike Buck to tell you more.
Hello, Freak Talking. Good evening, everybody. All right, look, here's the deal. Harsh reality. We're all looking for more energy, but you got to have a real boost. Forget those sugar jolts or caffeine hits. You take Nature Beat, the all-natural plant pollen organic food, power you through these busy days. 2 capsules in the morning with a glass of water. You know, you're supposed to be getting the energy out of the food you eat. Well, look at what we're eating. So here comes Nature Beat, the superfood. And remember, not a drug, nor a medicine, nor a stimulant. Think for the whole family, because once again, it is pure, potent, real food.
So it's natural and it works, but is it affordable? I'm sure everybody would like to top off their tank with Nature Beat. What's the best way to get it delivered right to your door, Mike?
Oh, you talk affordable. Look at this. There are a couple ways to do this. You can get a 6-month supply of Nature Beat right now, $99.95 plus delivery. We throw in for free talk 3 more months. That's 9 for the price of 6. Work the math, 37 cents a day with a money back guarantee. It is affordable. Your health is worth that. Make the call. It's toll free. 1-866-834-8355. That's 1-866-834-8355. Tell them I want the Mark and Ian Freetalk deal, or you can just go right online and get it for yourself at naturebeat.com.
Okay, folks, now you can be just like me and order your Nature Beat today. Make the toll-free call right now at 834-8355. It's 866-834-8355, or go online to naturebeat.com.
Okay, so I was looking for an update on the George Donnelly case during the break there, and there is one now from the same source that reported his arrest and kidnapping and assault, the Examiner, examiner.com. A phone call to Jim Babb at about 4:45 Central Time this evening found Babb en route to George Donnelly's home with Donnelly in the seat beside him. Babb had just picked up Donnelly after his release from federal prison in Pennsylvania. Donnelly told the Examiner, "They singled me out for special treatment. He sat in a cold holding tank for hours and was purposefully, he believes, the last person to be processed. Then he was given the archetypal orange jumpsuit and placed in the hole for the night." Now, Mark, what's the hole?
The hole is a, it's different for different places. It's mm-hmm. almost a fictional place. For instance, generally what the hole would mean is that you're in solitary confinement and you probably get 1 to 3 baths a week, and you're lucky to get out for any kind of exercise whatsoever. You'll probably stay in that 8-by-10-foot cell.
So the article goes on to point out the response of the Liberty community, because as I mentioned, the folks over at Free Agents and Free Keen and people all around Facebook were posting the phone number to the federal detention facility and encouraging people to call. I called this afternoon and found out they had apparently brought him back to the court. So not sure what transpired there or what the charges in this case are. We don't know all the details yet. We may find out more here shortly, especially if we can get George on the phone to talk to him. But a video journalist assaulted, attacked, his camera stolen, thrown into the hole, into a holding cell in a federal detention facility overnight, all for video, shooting video of a confrontation between federal marshals and a fully informed jury association activist out in public, out in front of a federal courthouse. A little bit more from the Examiner. Libertarians performed admirably online in getting the word out and publicizing Donnelly's illegal seizure. It's possible, don't forget, it's legal whenever they do it. It's impossible to cover all of the news and websites in the spontaneously formed Free George movement, so the following must serve as a sampling. And then they go and they list Free Keen and New Hampshire. Pork 411. Bile, who barely escaped a similar fate last fall and currently has a lawsuit in the works, reported the story over at blogofbile.com. And so not much detail as to if there were any sort of charges or what happened to get him out. So we'll let you know as we know more. But it's good to know that at least he wasn't disappeared. For a little while, people were pretty freaked out. And it's absolutely outrageous still what has happened to him. But what will happen as a result of this? I don't know. Not very much, I don't imagine, because who can afford to sue the federal government? Do you know anybody who can afford that?
I don't know who can, but somebody can afford to do it. But that's what they count on. The federal government won't pay anything because they don't earn anything. They don't create anything. They just take money from other people. They won't pay anything to fight this lawsuit. Their employees know it. These bureaucrats you know, 10 years from now, when this lawsuit managed to get to court, wouldn't face any kind of, you know, problems. Any, you know, they won't have any responsibility for what it is they do. So, you know, no one's incentivized to act right, follow the Constitution, and allow free people to be able to protest their government on government property.
And this is like a sports game where the other team, the referee is also on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what kind of odds are you going to have in a situation like that? I mean, and that's been demonstrated time and time again when we see, you know, anytime where the only recourse you have is to go to court, and then the court isn't, you know, backing up their side.
Yeah,
their,
sure.
Their team members.
Yeah, well, it's okay when they steal someone's camera, tackle them to the ground, put a boot on somebody's face or a knee in someone's face. That's all okay. That's just their job. They're just doing their job, so it's no problem.
So that's how they act.
Yeah, your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. Of course, whenever I see a story like this, especially one where we know who the person is, George has come up here to New Hampshire. He's somebody who is going to, as I understand it from his blog post at georgedonnelly.com, planning to move to New Hampshire. He came up, kind of scouted the area out. There weren't the right properties weren't available at the time when he could. He had a little time window where he could move, and he had to stay in Pennsylvania. And so, you know, now he's doing the FIJA outreach, and I think that's great. I think it's fine for people to do activism where they are. Just please understand that if you are going to, you know, kind of do some activism where you are, there are certain precautions that can be very helpful. Number one, having the people to back you up, that's good. I'm glad they weren't there alone. Can you imagine what would have happened if it were just George Donnelly out there handing out flyers all by himself out in front of that?
Nothing
that
particularly
courthouse?
Good.
Right, then you wouldn't even know. We wouldn't have even known that he was taken away. So having multiple people there, that's a good thing. You want to have at least two people, if not more. The more, the merrier. As far as I'm concerned, I think
they are reluctant to act when there are serious numbers.
Absolutely,
it doesn't matter. I mean, you can be completely peaceful, but just by virtue of having serious numbers, and I think they're aware. I think that there's a lot of witnesses. There's the potential for it being recorded. I think there's all of that, even though, for instance, in our cases, we've never, ever done anything violent, and there's no reason to think that they're actually in any physical danger or anything like that, but they seem to be intimidated by numbers regardless.
Absolutely. In fact, if you went to freekeen.com today, you saw the Ridley Report video where about the entire National Police squad came out for a traffic pullover, presumably because some of the liberty activists happen to be nearby the traffic stop. I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. You see multiple cars with their blue lights flashing. There was a guy, a cop on a bike, and an undercover cop. There were at least five cops that came out for a pullover of somebody driving a station wagon. And they let the person go, so it wasn't a violent thing. We're coming up.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose except poor sleep? Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And Dale joining you from anarchyinyourhead.com. You can head on over there and enjoy a couple hundred comics that he has done over the years that I think are very, very good. They are liberty-themed in many cases and a lot of fun. Head over to anarchyinyourhead.com. Plus, you'll also get blog posts, video posts occasionally as well from Dale. Again, anarchyinyourhead.com. We're talking about a despicable assault on a liberty activist that happened yesterday afternoon outside of a federal courthouse in Allentown, Pennsylvania. George Donnelly teamed up with a couple of other activists. George, by the way, his website, georgedonnelly.com. You can see some of the video footage from some of their past encounters with the federal bureaucrats at these courthouses. Federal bureaucrats don't like it very much when people come out and hand out fully informed jury association information. They've come out and they've been very threatening in the past, saying things like this.
If you get too close to me with that camera, I'll take it out of your hand and ram it down your throat.
Yeah, that's just a touch of what they've been getting. That's
public
just
servants.
Yeah, just a
at
taste
their best.
Of the kind of attitude that these federal gangsters have been giving them. There's another, if you go to georgedonnelly.com, the most recent video that's there is from a visit, I think, to Trenton. They went to Trenton, New Jersey, to the federal courthouse there. And it was there where this belligerent bureaucrat comes out and demands to know what it is that they are passing out. So they hand him one. And then he demands to be explained what it is that he was just handed. Well, why don't you read it? No, 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 you need to tell me. Well, why? Why can't you just, you know, why can't you just read the thing? It's right there. That says it better than we can. That's why we're handing it out. So they go through this for a couple minutes with this guy, just badgering them, trying to get them to explain it. I wonder what the reason for that is. I bet it's because if you say something, you then step in a trap of some sort. Like if you admit to attempting to do something in regards to jurors or something like that, then you stepped in it basically, and then he can arrest you if you actually come right out and say it. This is why he kept. I think that's why he kept pushing them to reveal to him what they were up to.
That sounds like a good evaluation.
Right, because dude, you've got it in your hands. What more do you need to know? Why do you? Can you read? They didn't ask him that, but I think that would have been kind of funny to ask. You can read, right? Because it's right there. So you can see the video from some of their interactions at GeorgeDonnelly.com, just kind of talking about what can be done differently. Now, if you aren't in New Hampshire, you don't have access to a great service like Porcupine 411. That doesn't mean you can't. For instance, if you are going to move to New Hampshire, I think you're legitimate in calling Pork 411 if you're living in Pennsylvania or something like that. Pork 411 is a system, a brilliant idea, that one of the activists set up here that allows anybody who can call a phone number to make a phone call, leave a message, and then that message is distributed out as an MP3 file to or WAV file or something like that to people who are subscribing to the Pork 411 list. So I get it in my email box whenever somebody sends a message out via that system. It's a really great way for activists to become aware of something that's going down as it's happening. So Pork 411 is actually available to activists around the country. The gentleman that set the system up, Michael Hampton, you can go to porcupine411.com and you can get your own Pork 411. So let's say you're like the Freedom's Phoenix guys down there. You've got a real good activism movement going on and you want to try to duplicate some of the things that have been happening here. You can actually have the guy who set up Pork 411 set one up for you. So you can have your own local Pork 411 system. As of right now, there's only one more out there in the entire country. And I forget where it is. You can go to porcupine411.com and it shows you where it is. So there's that idea of having some sort of a system you can call to record a message. Because if the cops take your camera, there's a good chance they can delete the footage. Now, there's the possibility you can get the footage back later on, and I hope that George will look into that and possibly go through an undelete process, and maybe he'll be able to rescue whatever it is the cops tried to delete. So just even when the cops delete your footage, it's not a hopeless case. But then again, if they don't give you the camera back, then you're going to have a tough time undeleting the footage.
And they do have a tendency to hold on them for unreasonable lengths of time.
Yeah. Months and months, maybe even more than a year. I don't know if Sam has even gotten his back yet.
Yeah, I think he got it, and it was about a year.
It's crazy. So, presuming they give George his camera back, he may be able to rescue the video. But if somebody had been there with a cell phone, with a Quick.com installed on it, that you can get it on all kinds of cell phones, different models, anything that resembles a smartphone, you can probably get Quick.com, Q-I-K.com. It's a free service, and, you know, you get what you pay for, but it's relatively good at what it does, considering you're paying nothing for it. You hit a button, and it starts recording. Not only is it recording to your phone, it's also transmitting, presuming you have a data signal at that location, it's transmitting immediately onto the internet everything that you're recording. So you're broadcasting what it is that these goons are doing. And imagine how that's going to change their behavior if you tell them something like, just want to let you know you're being broadcast on the internet right now as you hold your phone up so they can see it.
I don't even know if
if they snatch it, the act itself gets caught. And
that's
they
right.
know that, and they have to know.
I wonder if they even hear it. You know, like the idea of holding up a tele,
if they understand
cell phone.
It, you mean?
Yeah, if they understand what you're saying. You know, you hold
broadcast
up a cell phone.
Seems pretty clear.
Yeah, it does, but... You know, like people see what they want to see and mm-hmm. interpret things the way they want to interpret them. And the idea of holding up a cell phone, it may be that they just think, oh, if I can just get that thing, I can delete all that stuff. And that's how it's been up till now.
I can cover my tracks.
That's why having five people holding up their phones or video cameras makes a difference.
And
then the message will sink in.
There's also surreptitious cameras out there that are mm-hmm. that you can have hidden in things like, you know, pins.
Necklaces.
And necklaces and all kinds of stuff.
How cameras are being treated a lot like guns. I mean, the analogy has been made before, of course. But, I mean, this is another area where I find a similarity. And that's in that you can, if you know, they worry about, they try to stop people who are openly filming or recording. And that's really, the thing is, if someone has nefarious intentions, there's plenty of ways to secretly and quietly record things.
Absolutely.
If you're trying to do something very publicly and openly, then those aren't the people that you should be cracking down on. You know, the ones you should be worried about. You know, it's like when Will was recording just for a video that wasn't anything. He was just recording some scenery, but it happened to be a public building or a government building of some sort. And they said he couldn't film because terrorists will try to use that. To protect from terrorism.
They've always got their excuse.
A terrorist is going to get footage of that place easily, and you're not going to catch them.
Right.
So that's BS.
The terrorist isn't going to walk in with his video camera in his hand.
And it's like the difference between someone who's open carrying, and they crack down on someone who's open carrying. Well, you know what? The guy who wants to hold up places or hold up the bank, you're not going to see his gun before he pulls it out. Someone who's open carrying is a lot more, you know, is a lot less for you to be concerned about than someone who is hiding their weapon.
Absolutely. So let's see. Instant ability to broadcast, to get the file, the audio or the video away from the location. That's so important to have. Also, just having a regular video camera, even if that's all you can have, that's something. But having everybody's got a cell phone, so having a Porcupine 411 system, there's no reason not to if you're going to be doing this kind of challenging activism where you're literally going in to the mouth of the beast, you know, to the Leviathan. You're approaching its tentacles, its violent tentacles, and you're doing activism. I commend them for their bravery in doing this. I just wish there were more people there to back them up. I wish that, I mean, in a place like Philadelphia, the fact that you can only have 3 or 4 people showing up at a federal courthouse, it's a sad situation. And I know that Julian Hecklin is going to be coming here to New Hampshire on his tour of the federal courthouses. And I hope that in the name of George Donnelly and Julian Hecklin and all the other great FIJA activists, that we have a tremendous turnout at the federal courthouse in Concord. I can tell you I will make the special trip to Concord to show up for this event because they absolutely deserve the support. And we have the activists here that can handle this this situation.
Yeah, they'll see an entirely different thing going on here than they will elsewhere.
It's not to say the feds won't come out and get belligerent with people. It's not to say they won't even make arrests. But I doubt they're going to crush anybody's head into the pavement when they're surrounded by 20 people that are being peaceful. So
many of them have cameras.
Yeah, a lot of cameras. You can guarantee that multiple angles will come out of whenever this happens, if this happens, in New Hampshire. So 800-259-9231. And did we miss something? Some other suggestions you might have for doing risky activism? And it's sad that FIJA handing out flyers is risky activism, but pretty much any activism is these days. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee
Where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you all the features on the site for free. So enjoy those, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a whole list of things that you can do to help get this show on more radio stations around the country, as well as into more ears all around the internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. In fact, you'll see a whole bunch of brand new banners. I mean, a lot. You have to scroll way, way down the page to see them all. Lots of different sizes and themes. So you'll find one that will fit your favorite website, your website, or your blog site, or wherever it is you can put a banner up. Again, go to promote.freetalklive.com, and it's not just banners. There's a lot of different stuff there. So let's take your phone calls about whatever is on your mind. Let's talk first to Steve in Florida. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark.
Hey there, guys.
Hi, Steve.
Well, I'd like to talk about that bill. As you know, I formerly was in the drilling and exploration industry. I've called about that before. It's kind of a two-pronged thing that I want to talk about. First thing is that I'm going to come to BP's defense here. I know that we're all raised to believe that these evil capitalists would have us all working for a nickel a day, you know, and digging in the muck looking for the bits of food that that fall off their table and so forth if they had their way. But the thing is that I can't see any world in any alternate universe or this universe or whatever in which a company like BP would be happy to see their product getting dumped into the ocean, especially after the loss of, 11 lives and a multi-million-dollar drilling platform. They can't be thrilled about this, you know. And that's the first thing. And if you get in a chat room or go onto an internet forum or look on Facebook, there is just all this stuff going on about, oh, BP, screw BP, they're trying to kill us all and things like that. And I just wanted to comment on that and hear you guys' opinion on that first of all.
Well, my point of view is, whether the people at BP, and I'm sure many of them are horrified by what's going on a moral level, but at the same time, on an economic incentive level, these guys are screwed. I mean, they'll be lucky if their company manages to make it out of this.
As I understand it, they've got tremendous protections from government for what they're doing. I mean, I don't think they're doing it on their own land. They're doing it on government land that they've leased and that they have limited liability in terms of how much they can be held responsible for things that go wrong.
Do they lease it from the government to go out there?
Yeah, they do.
A permit.
It's leased or permitted. I'm not sure exactly, but it's government land, and they somehow, get a favor.
They're paying a fraction of what that's really worth, and they're doing it through government favors, and they bought those government favors at a fraction of what's actually worth at a tremendous cost to taxpayers, because if they actually, the government actually sold that land for what it's really worth or something, then which I'm not suggesting they ought to do or anything, but I'm just saying if they had done that, it would be probably a lot more money on behalf of taxpayers. But what probably ended up happening was they got this great deal, and some movers and shakers in government got a great deal for their pockets as well. They got re-election money and stuff like that through some interesting channels, so that these fat companies can get favors from government in order to do what they're doing. So
yeah, Dale is exactly right, and that's how come I sort of almost hesitantly or trepidatiously said, I got to have a little bit of sympathy for BP, not a whole lot, and the reason why I don't have a whole lot of sympathy is because of the reasons that Dale outlined, and also the limited liability. Now, I worked for a company in Seattle that I actually subcontracted from a company in Seattle, I should say, that dumped sewage, raw sewage in Puget Sound. And they were responsible for only $75,000 of the $250,000 cleanup.
Wow.
And it's because they were protected by government. So that's why I don't have a whole lot of sympathy. Yeah, they didn't plan it to happen. But then, now the other prong that I wanted to get to is that this is illustrative of how very stupid and futile political partisanship is, because I turned on the AM talk radio today, and it's bickering back and forth between partisan people, guys who like the D's and guys who like the R's, mm-hmm. over whether this is Bush's fault or Obama's fault. And Republicans were calling in, GOPers were calling in, saying, oh, this is Obama's fault. He didn't regulate this industry. He didn't make sure that these oil rigs had safety valves, and, of course, that's not the proper terminology. And I actually called in. I didn't get on the air, but I was going to call in and say, look, I've been to literally over 100 oil rigs and literally over 24 countries around the world, and every single one of them have what you're incorrectly calling safety valves. They're called blowout preventers, BOPs. And every single rig everywhere has them, even in countries where they don't give a rip about regulation. And the oil drilling companies do this because they don't want to lose rigs. They don't want rigs to blow up.
Yeah, they're an investment.
Money.
Yeah, it makes sense to spend a little bit of money to protect your multi-million-dollar investment.
Exactly. But that's how stupid the partisanship is. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe they're bickering back and forth. And these alleged capitalists, these alleged promoters of the free market, the Republicans, are saying, well, golly, this is Obama's fault. He should have personally inspected the rigs to make sure that they had these. He's not
right.
He's
and if
not
it were,
regulated.
And of course, if it were during the Bush administration, it would have been Clinton's fault.
Oh yeah, man, yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
certainly, if they didn't have all the protections and everything, they would definitely be more careful because they could be liable for just millions. And the thing about the Republicans is they won't really. I don't know if they use the term free market that much.
But if you ask them, they'll say they support it.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. And they may, actually. I just haven't been following them that much lately because I'm so not interested in what they have to say. But I know that what I recall from when I was involved in the Republican Party, much to my embarrassment now, is that they will constantly be in favor of business. And that's the whole trickle-down notion that if you help business, then everyone else will benefit. And that's not really true. Obviously, a free market will benefit everyone because businesses will have to perform better. But if you help businesses, then you're actually helping a lot of bad business practices. As opposed to a free market, which encourages good business practices and punishes bad business practices.
Right. It's called, what's that term that the economists use? It's called moral hazard. Right. And it's the same thing as walking a tightrope. If you know there's a net down there, you might take a few chances. If you know that there's not a net down there, you're going to be extremely careful walking that tightrope. But Dale, I wanted to tell you before a commercial or whatever, that don't be embarrassed about having once supported Republicans, because I voted for Clinton in 1992. So if anybody has reason to be embarrassed, buddy, it's me.
Hey, thanks, Steve, for the thoughts and the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. We all were doing embarrassing things at some point in the past, and we'll likely do some more embarrassing things in the future.
Yeah, and when you think about other people's stances on liberty today, you just need to remember, hey, at one point I was, you know, this is where I was, or someplace similar, or something like that. You need to approach people with respect and love. Otherwise, they're not going to come over and see things your way.
Actually, I think I voted for Clinton in 92 as well, I believe.
I was in prison.
I went the whole game.
But I was rooting for whoever's on the other side.
Now, now, I agree with you generally with what you're saying, Mark, about approaching with respect and love. However, there's been a controversy that's been bubbling up over at the Free Keen Forum today that Dale and I have been heavily involved in that I think comes right down to that issue of respect, allegedly. And I want to talk about that because it's really, you know, a rehash almost of something we discussed several months back when the very first topless event happened here in Keene, New Hampshire, with a young lady, a liberty activist up here in New Hampshire, who took a walk down Main Street in late summertime with her shirt off. And she was open carrying a firearm, that's just an aside, but doing two things that are by default harmless, that they aren't intended to harm anybody. They're just, she likes to carry a weapon, it makes her feel good. And she was feeling good, so she took her shirt off.
It was a nice, very warm day.
Yeah, it was a nice day. Sunny out, good day for a walk with the shirt off. And they arrested her. They then released her later on without
charges. There were half a dozen guys with their shirts off who didn't get arrested for being topless.
That is true. They released her later on and with an apology, which is very unusual for the police. Any police department to ever apologize for what they've done is pretty rare. So just on that point alone, it was an unusual circumstance. And that was pretty much the end of it. It was the end of the summertime. There wasn't anything else topless that happened for the remainder of the year until last week when Topless Tuesdays was announced here in Keene by one of the activists that was doing the 420 celebrations and is doing the 420 celebrations. And it's intended to coincide with the 420s. Last week, the one activist that was involved was the same one, Cassidy, who was arrested last year. No police arrested anybody last week. This week, there were no arrests for toplessness. They did arrest Rich Paul for something else that was unrelated. But there were four ladies, at least, that had their tops off. And there has been much controversy. The newspaper locally has written up a story about it, and some people are making a lot of waves. We'll continue and get into the details here and talk to you also about whatever you want in hour number two. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.